Hey everyone, welcome. It is We Watch Stuff number 193, right? Yeah, I am Jeremy. Joining me as always is Shahid. What's up, man?
Nothing much. Hope everyone's enjoying themselves this week. So,
well, I forgive you for being a little tongue-tied. So,
yeah, me better than you know how I was talking, evidently. So, yeah. How's your week been going?
Well, part of it is probably for off the air. We can get into. Everything's been fine so far. I went to a concert last night. Saw my favorite band, so I'm not hungover, but I'm feeling pretty good. So, the high of it. I played Hero last night, by the way, unintentionally, but I did. I'm starting to notice a lot of little kids at concerts. Like 7, 8-year-old kids. Like their parents are taking them. So I'm like, all right, that's cool.
Man, I mean,
nice.
Either that or like can't find a babysitter.
Yeah. Well, one kid, I went and saw the Dropkick Murphys in Clutch, and Clutch is my favorite band. And well, we always stand in the pit, and then it's not the old days where people are just out there trying to kill each other, thank God. And because I just get in trouble. And then also, when you have a wife that's with you, that's a foot shorter than you, and, you know, not nearly as squared up as I am, you know. But no, there's like this 10-year-old girl standing there with us. And I go, is this your first show? And she just looks petrified. I'm like, I looked at her dad like, I don't know if this is a good idea, dude. But she was a trooper, so at the end of the Clutch set, I asked her manager for the set list. Because I honestly have never gotten a set list from any show I've ever been to, and gave it to her. So she was all happy. And that's my hero story. I made a difference in that little girl's life.
Congratulations to your hero.
Yep. Unwarranted. She did not ask. I did it all of my own accord. So, see? Don't let anyone tell you I'm not a nice guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, otherwise, yeah. So, how about that game on Sunday? And I'm not rubbing it in, by the way. I was just shocked as hell.
Yeah, watching the game, I wasn't all that shocked because I was actually watching the game.
I only got red zone, you know, so that's all I was seeing. And I'm like, man, this ain't going to last. And honestly, when Wentz threw the ball up at the end, did it just hit your receiver in the chest and fall to the ground?
It hit him in the hands first, and then it hit him in the chest and fell. The defender never touched the ball. But that was the whole, like, they had 7 drops on that game. Not 7 drops and 3 fumbles. So,
wow.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Yeah, 2 fumbles on like the same drive, like the running back fumbled, they got the ball back, and like 3 plays later he fumbled again and Detroit got the ball. Jesus. And then Aguilar caught a ball, turned around, and then just dropped it. He didn't even get hit, and that was a fumble. So yeah, it was just one of those games where it's just like, you know, I was more annoyed more than anything by watching the game. And then when they had the blocked field goal, I got excited. And then when they had the blocking the back penalty, and I was like, oh yeah, they're gonna lose. All right, like once they called it, like, all right, no, like they've been having the drop season all day, they're gonna lose and it's gonna be on something stupid.
Yeah, we were watching that part when they blocked the field goal. I went, of course, like this. I've already seen one of the most Lions style collapses this season in the Arizona game, so watching this, I'm like, oh yeah, for sure. So I left the room. I'm like, I don't need to see this anymore. And when we came back, they were back at like the 30 or something. I'm like, what happened? So, but you guys got a chance to redeem yourself tonight. And because honestly, you can't afford to go down 3 games right now.
Yeah, and I mean, they're getting healthier. Like the main thing was, you know, starting receivers and backup tight end were all injured on the offense. So you had a bunch of people who had no business starting.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I expect them to be better. You know, it's kind of like their backs are to the wall. And I get to hear about, you know, Aaron Rodgers and his porn mustache, his Green Bay back and blah, 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 blah. And are the Eagles in trouble and blah, 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 blah. And then watch the game.
Hey, so since Philadelphia's won a Super Bowl, right? Has it made it easier for them to, like, I'm just going to say underachieve or whatever, but like when you see them lose a game like this, does it make it any easier?
You mean for me as a fan?
Yeah.
Oh, I have no, since they won the Super Bowl, I don't have any, I may get annoyed during the game. I don't take it with me anymore. I'm far less bothered because I'm like, eh. So, yes, the answer is yes. When you win a Super Bowl, at least for, like, the first few years, you don't even worry about it. Because even now, like, I'm watching, and, like, I know why they lost. When they get healthy, they'll be fine. No big deal. Years past, I'd have been like, ugh, when does basketball start?
Yeah, so that's where I'm at with Michigan football right now. Like, after last week, I don't care anymore. Like, this...
I mean,
what the hell?
Sports is fun, but getting too invested on something that you can't control is just bad for your health.
At least it is. And at least, like, if there's any defense, when you're watching the pros, you're watching adults, you're watching people who are bad at their job, right? And that's annoying. But you're watching college, you're putting all of this on 18 to 21, 22-year-old kids in most instances who aren't, mm-hmm. I'm not going to say they're not getting paid. They're not getting paid what they should be getting paid. So I'm like, I'm supposed to be angry about this? Like, what? It's my fault. To ever be like that upset about something, that's just stupid. So, but then, you know, I say that and then come, you know, well, not this week. They're playing
Saturday.
Rutgers. I'll make sure I check the score. If they don't beat the hell out of Rutgers, then there's definitely some bad juju going on. So, yeah. Anyways, just depressed myself, by the way. So,
see.
Well, so before we started, we were talking, you know, going over format, whatever, for the show, and. Well, an hour ago, before we started recording, WWE announced their new lineup for their season, or for WWE's premiere week, is what they're calling it, which is an odd thing, because usually a premiere comes after you've been gone for a while, but anyways.
In this case, it's after more than, like, you know, in a lot of reasons, because we used to make fun of, like, oh, the season premiere at Raw is, like, they didn't take a hiatus to show reruns.
Yeah.
So what's the point? But this year is like the first year where it's like it's actual changes.
And boy, have they started with those changes already. Starting Monday, we have a new announced team and some familiar faces are gone. And so, let's see. I want to make sure I get these right again. So out. All right. So if you don't follow wrestling, it used to be on Raw, Corey Graves, Michael Cole, who has been the voice of Raw for how long? 10 years, at least?
Probably longer than that.
And
at least
he was 12, off and on 13.
Yeah, but it's like ever since Jim Ross went to SmackDown, it's been Michael Cole's show. So I want to say at least, yeah, so at least like 10 to 12 years at the very least.
Well, he's gone. So, and Renee Young is also gone. It's a totally new team of Vic Joseph, who, it's wild. He was a local Cleveland sports guy who also did ring announcing and backstage interviewing for Pro Wrestling Ohio, Prime Wrestling, that sort of stuff. So it's honestly crazy that he's going to be the lead announcer of Raw now. With Jerry the King Lawler serving as an analyst, and Dio Madden, who I forgot to look up before we started. Who is Dio Madden?
Football player turned wrestler turned announcer.
His name is Brennan Williams. Okay. Apparently, he's been doing 205 Live commentary. Well, I guess you can tell who hasn't been watching that show too much lately. So
I mean, I watch, but I don't remember. I can't tell you anything about him. I've heard that name before, football related, like his real name. I can't tell you anything wrestling related about him at all. Mm-mm.
Well, I guess we're going to find out. I mean, it's funny because looking at like his Wikipedia picture or pictures, pretty big dude. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe he just wasn't, I don't know, maybe he just wasn't good. I don't know. So, well, he's lost a lot of weight though. Damn. Okay, sorry, he went to NXT. Of course he did. They all do. Except for Cassius Ohno. So, All right, so then the NXT is staying the same.
You just had to get that. You just had to get that joke in.
Well, no, if you listen to Stunk Granny this week with Kevin and I spent 15 minutes praising him because he's great. He has that unfortunate. He's changed his look up, like his in ring. He's not doing the basketball jerseys anymore. He's got like a singlet underneath, like a bulkier. Imagine like a baseball jersey without sleeves. That's what he's kind of wearing now. Mm-hmm. And it works. The unfortunate part is he's still wearing tights and you're still getting that cellulite. And I know it shouldn't matter, but it's not an appealing look, to be completely honest. It's not. But he gets in the ring, starts moving around. He starts talking. Like, I don't know if he's on NXT UK now. And he's a dick. He's just a dick. And it's great. So as soon as he gets in, like, as soon as he comes on, gets in character, which apparently that is a very good character because he's apparently a ridiculously nice guy, and then to see him being like this smarmy person, and his in-ring ability is just amazing. For someone that big, that's no joke, to do some of the stuff he can do, it's just nuts. So there's that. But when it comes to losing weight in NXT, he is bucking the system. So, but hey, he's happy, and they're apparently happy with him because, you know, they feature him on NXT. Now he's like a feature member on NXT UK, and they're putting him in Evolve, sending him around. So I get the feeling he's probably moved into one of those like coach roles. So, anyways,
as long as the check clears.
Yeah, exactly. And I think he works like some independent stuff still. So not a bad gig, you know? You keep getting more checks. And then the SmackDown. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, I'll just let you in. You got delayed for a whole minute talking about cash is almost selling life.
Yeah, well, you know, I like giving people their due. So, and then SmackDown, we'll have Michael Cole returning to SmackDown with Corey Graves as an analyst, and Renee Young as special contributor. So she will not be at the commentary desk.
I mean, she's going to be busy anyway because she's doing that new show, the studio show with Booker T. So
I bet you, I'm wondering if that's what the special thing is then.
It's like, it's a separate show.
Oh, okay.
On Fox Sports 1, they wanted to do like a live, because Fox likes Renee Young. So they wanted to do stuff with Renee Young. So, and WWE likes Booker T. Because, boy, Booker T keep getting those checks, I swear. So, yeah, they got their own show weekly.
I think I forgot when I didn't get a chance to talk much about Clash of Champions. Do you understand? Like, I was complaining or criticizing like the production of the crowd because our crowd was very weird for that. Like, booing, they were booing Kofi. And then when he won, they cheered him. And then they start booing again. It was like...
Oh, so he's like John Cena.
Yes, but then... All right. I know this is my mistake. I always preface this. But have you ever read comments? Like, if they post a picture of Kofi with a belt, do you ever read the comments under it?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you've been paying attention the past week. It's been some wrestling websites been trying to make. It was one Ringside News did some tweet talking about they praised every champ on SmackDown except for Kofi Kingston. Like he had the worst, you know, run of anybody on SmackDown. We're like Bray Wyatt had for like 3 weeks. Randy Orton had for a month. And it's kind of like it's been a whole this whole thing. Like the people kind of it's. I'm trying to find a nice, you know what? I was trying to find a nice way of saying it, but the hell with it. It's too many racist people running wrestling websites and wrestling Twitter. Because it's if you could say, you know, Kofi's not your thing, fine. Everybody's not everybody a cup of tea. But this whole Kofi's the worst thing they ever had, and this experiment's a failure and stuff like that, and he's, no, it's just, and you point out every wrestler you point out happens to be better. Even if they're not, except for him, and they all of them got one thing in common. Like, you can put two and two together. Like, it's a lot of that.
What site was that? I'm just curious.
It's been, well, Ringside News is the latest one to do it. It's been a bunch of people, like, little, not the main people, not the observer, the torch, anything like that, but all the little side ones, the ones on the come up, like they are. And it's this whole, I don't know if they believe it or they just want a reaction for clicks, but it's a whole lot of that, oh, you know, Kofi, you know, I'm sick of Kofi having the belt stuff.
Huh. It's weird. It's weird to me. Like, you know, I don't get on Twitter. I think that the post I made about Friday the 13th the other day, I don't know if you saw it, that's the first, like, legit one I've had in forever. Just because I forgot how Judith Myers just slaps the shit out of that chick before she tries to kill her, which just cracked me up. So, anyways. So, I don't see any of this stuff. I've never heard of Ringside News. So,
good. Like, yeah, because people got on the damn neck. It was like, y'all sound racist. It's not what they said, although that was part of it. It's how they said it. It's kind of like, oh, you mean we can't talk about Kofi Kingston? I'm like, yeah, you can talk about Kofi Kingston. But the way y'all did it sounded racist as hell. Sorry, don't be racist and you won't get called racist. It's simple.
Yeah, it's
like don't say no stupid stuff.
Yeah, sorry.
Like, don't say no stupid stuff like, oh, you know, he was the worst SmackDown. So, like, how long did Bray, like, Cena had his title for, like, a week? 2 weeks?
Yeah.
But his title reign was better than, like, you said that with a straight face, and you wonder why people are looking at you sideways?
My thing also is, like, what's the statistics to back this up? Like, this is just purely opinion, I'm gathering.
Mm-hmm. None. Because it's kind of like, he's still over with crowds. When he goes there, for the most part, not you, not your weirdo town, he still gets cheered. So I can see if it's like, you know, the fans were tired. Like, even when he was in the ring with Lesnar, people was chanting for him. Although we all were, it's like, you talk with Kevin about that, right?
The Brock Kofi thing? I don't think we did talk about that match.
You know, like, he hadn't had a TV match in like 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 15 years. Like, Fox is pulling all, you know, Fox is pulling out the damn red carpet. Like, we want it. It's our first night. We want it special, whatever it take. Because I always wonder, like, you know, we've talked about before, what would it take for Brock Lesnar to wrestle on TV again? Because he's done house shows. He's done WWE specials.
Yeah. Well, and that's actually what I was going to bring up was, I forgot how brutal that last Kofi Brock Lesnar interaction was.
Oh, in Japan when he ran through all of them like what 6 a.m.
Yeah,
on a Saturday. Yeah,
yeah, and you were mad because New Day was New Day. So
yeah, well, they were New Day were like New Day, but they was like up and coming New Day, and you were mad tomorrow. They at least get Big E some offense. Like, nope.
Well, you know, I'm always going to stick up for the big guys. Yeah. So,
but things have changed since then. So, no, it's like basically it's just established that like SmackDown's the A show now. The fact that they moved Michael Cole to SmackDown because Michael Cole is like their flagship announcer.
Okay, so I mean, before we move on from that, I'm guessing Lesnar has to win then if you're going to put him on TV.
Everyone assumed that he is, but the whole thing is, does you want a part-time champion
on Fox? Yeah,
I'm like, they paying a whole. I mean, they paying a whole lot of money, and I don't know if you noticed, like even like they already changed the camera view.
Yeah,
like the camera is like, you know, it's like it looks like the race per section has changed.
Yeah, it was a slower. It was supposed to be a slower rate frame or something.
Yeah, 24, because normally it's like 30, and they slowed it down because it just looks like the 24 looks different. It looks better in some things. It looks real weird in other things. I know they're bringing Pyro back, so they're already like changing the you know the stages and stuff. So yeah, Raw had like one. Wasn't Jerry Lawler gone?
No, that was the whole
thing. I mean,
thing.
Or like, basically, like, not gone, but like, they just never used him.
Oh, yeah. That was the signing to keep him away from AEW. So, yeah, but, I mean, that's literally all that is.
Yeah, you know, like, he pop up like at a, you know, pre-show, and then he did a Kings Court, and I was like, okay. Well, there was Madison, that was when he was in, was that Madison Square Garden? Or was that before that, when he did that, and he got, strangled by Bray Wyatt.
No, that wasn't the garden.
Okay, so it must have been before. It must have been before that.
Yeah, so, no, I think it was in Memphis, wasn't it? Wouldn't that make more sense, actually? they like hurting people in their hometowns.
Yeah, but you know, so like, it's funny when they like an announcer, they really like him. Because I remember Corey Graves went from just being the NXT guy to doing Raw and SmackDown within a short time frame. Like when they like you, they really like you, and when they don't, bye.
Yeah. And speaking of like, I'm wondering if this might be Renee's exit. Like, I know she's going to do the backstage show thing, all right? Or
exit from where?
From like a real prominent role, like on TV. Because remember, No. I meant from WWE stuff. Because if Fox likes her, you know, get that synergy going. You know,
she ain't going nowhere. She's not going to be at the announce table like that, but you're going to see her. Like, they gave her own show for nothing. They're talking about, you know, we just going to push you to the side.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's not how
Tony Schiavone needs a AEW control center person, so maybe she can give up Fox and WWE and go over there for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I highly doubt that, considering because one thing I've noticed about the women is like a lot of them double dip, because Charlie Caruso, when she's not doing WWE stuff, she's doing ESPN stuff.
Okay, I couldn't remember who it was. All right.
Or, I'm sorry, as Seth Rollins called it, Chuck, which I roll my eyes every time he does that.
Okay. There's one of my favorite things going, and this is a total shift. I love the fact Eric Rowan calls Daniel Bryan Dan. And then whoever he's talking about, except for Roman so far, he doesn't call them by like their regular name. I don't know why it makes me laugh every time. But whenever he's talking about Daniel Bryan, he always says Dan. He did it to somebody else this week too. Can't remember what it was, but it just makes me laugh. So when you mentioned how he calls her Chuck, I was like, well, wait a minute. Is that gimmick infringement? But So these are the new announcers and announced teams, I should say.
Yeah, so Brian Saxton. Like, you know, won't be missed that much. Surprisingly, bye-bye Todd Phillips.
Yeah, that's the weird thing.
But, like, where would you put him? Unless he's going 205 Live. Because I know they're going more under the NXT umbrella, apparently, even though they're going to be showing, they moving to Friday and being taped after SmackDown. So I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah, none of it makes sense. Yeah. It's just weird. When you mentioned Tom Phillips, I kind of gasped off air, like, wait a second. Because he was the voice of NXT for the longest time. Mm-hmm. And then moved to SmackDown. Or no, he was 205 Live, then SmackDown. So it's like, he just seemingly was being groomed to go to be a bigger presence.
He and was now, groomed. Vic Joseph basically took his spot.
Yeah. Well,
the weirdest thing about all of this is, like, ever since when Raw and SmackDown first came out, they were equal for a while. And then, I don't know what year it became, when the first time they did the draft, it became apparent that, like, SmackDown was like the B show, even when SmackDown was better. Mm-hmm. And now Raw's the B show.
Yes. And did they get more money for SmackDown than they did for Raw?
Yes, even though they got a lot of money for Raw.
Yeah, so
USA ponied up a lot of money to get. It's funny where they got a lot of money from both of them, but Raw, as long as I remember, Raw's always been the number one show.
Yes,
always. And it was either like Raw was one and SmackDown was 1A, or Raw was one and SmackDown was 2. And now SmackDown being one, even though it's on a worse day than Raw, is just funny. Because I'll say this about Fox. They've been promoting the hell out of SmackDown being on that damn network.
Uh-huh.
I have not escaped the commercial. I watch TV, a commercial comes up, I'm watching football games, they talking about it. Like, I'm guessing you spend that amount of money, then you're not spending it just for nothing. And it's kind of like, one thing about wrestling is, with wrestling being quote-unquote cool again, you know you're going to get a certain amount of ratings all the time. You know it's going to be there. You know you're going to get eyeballs there. And people, here's the thing. People who watch wrestling will watch stuff on Fox. They'll watch, like, you know, they're going to watch football. They're going to watch a lot of those shows anyway. So I watch Fox anyway for, like, some of the shows I like. So it's not like I got 100. I watch more Fox shows than, like, USA shows, honestly.
See, all right, if you discount football, college and pro, I don't watch Fox at all, which is the same with CBS. But then USA, I'll watch Mr. Robot when it comes on. But after that, I'm one of the people that don't stick around. All right, I know where Raw is, and I'm gone. And
yeah,
I know most people aren't.
But. Yeah, I stick around where it's like if it's something that's after Raw and it catch my eye, like I'll watch it. Because I know, and that actually works because, like, you know, people watch that Miz show. Because it's like, oh, I don't got to turn channel. It's something convenient. And that's how a lot of USA got their shows over, by having a show right after Raw. It's like, oh, I'll stick around, watch Suits.
Which apparently had its season finale last night.
Which is why NXT was split up like that.
Okay.
Which is actually perfect timing because now they can go 2 hours live on the same week AEW debuts.
That's exactly what I was about to say. So I thought it was always going to be 1 hour and 1 hour, but now it's just 2 straight hours on USA.
Yeah, with limited commercial breaks.
Oof. No, all right. I'm guessing the limited commercials next week only. But
we'll see.
Yeah.
Because I know Fox is talking about the way they're doing their sponsors. They're going to limit the amount of commercials on SmackDown because they already got sponsors lined up to, like, handle that.
Which that just cracks me up, though, because you try watching a college game, especially on Fox, it is nonstop commercials. One play, go to commercial. Come back. One play. All right. People score. All right, go to commercial. Kick the extra point, go to commercial. Kick off, go to commercial. Holy shit. So I actually counted. It was over, for a 15-minute span, I think 11 of it was commercials. And I looked at Elise and I go, can you imagine if we were there live? We're just twiddling our thumbs while you've got another fucking Coors Light commercial or some idiotic, like, my favorite thing for commercials for college sports of any kind is ESPN's thing about advertising the private planes that they get their celebrity pickers in. And I'm like, who's watching this? Going, oh, okay.
Somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I know there are boosters out there probably like, oh, that's like the ghetto version, like, or something. But yeah, just advertising private plane just cracks me up every time I see it. So anyways. Since you mentioned shows, though, to move out of wrestling for a little bit, Marvel canceled. It was supposed to be on Hulu, right? The Ghost Rider show. So no more Ghost Rider show. With speculation running that maybe it goes into be a movie, or do they take it and put it on the Disney and put it on the Disney Plus?
I mean, it said it was creative differences is why I got canceled. As vague as that sounds, so. Okay.
See, there's two different topics here, so I'm just going to bring them both out. So, this is like confirmed sources, okay, that this show's canceled. Have you seen, like, the rumors about the Falcon and Winter Soldier show?
What do you mean?
That apparently it's a mess, and they had to, like, they're totally rewriting it.
I know they brought in the writer for John Wick to be on the writing team. I haven't heard anything about it being a mess.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing, is kind of like, you don't hear stuff like that anymore with, like, Feige stuff. Mm-mm. So that's why I'm kind of like, and trust me, like, I keep up with stuff like this. Like, I don't actively search it, but it's like, if it was a strong rumor, I would have been like, oh, yeah, I heard that rumor. I haven't heard squat, so.
Yeah, it was one source, and I was like, okay, I've never heard of this before, so it's probably one of those things. And this is what, like, the other half of it was, with Marvel's success, and, yeah, I mean, that's putting it lightly, is it now the time where the tide's going to start turning? You know, where people are just going to, like, do anything to say, hey, this is having a problem. Like, you know,
people, look, people, you know? been that ship sailed when they were actually having problems, like when the second Thor came out, or Age of Ultron, back when it was actually an issue. Like, you heard all that noise and how Joss Whedon was burnt out, and how, you know, Patty Jenkins left because she can't get along, and even like with Black Panther, like Ava DuVernay was supposed to be original director, and then they couldn't work out the agreement. She left, and Coogler was the second choice.
Yeah, which is pretty crazy.
Like, yeah. Now I'm like, yeah, all right. like I'm at that point. Like, I thought we'd be past this. Like, besides the Spider-Man stuff, which actually, when we get to the fighting noise in hindsight, like, it kind of, like, makes sense why they weren't wasting too much on, like, he wanted to do his own thing, and they want him to do his own thing that they control. And before, it's like, oh, that's just them saving face. And now it sounds like, oh, maybe they had a point. I don't worry about Marvel. Like, Marvel proper, I don't worry about them.
Yeah, it's not a matter of being worried. It's just, like, outside, like, like different outside perception, people like trying to dig up something.
I mean, they've been doing that because it's kind of like people when you're at the top and you don't like what's at the top, you're gonna complain about it. You're gonna find whatever you can to like tear down. Oh, when we gonna get sick of this and move this away? And I think people kind of frustrated at the point where with the streaming series come out, you ain't moving from it like that. That's done. This wasn't this whole comic books are cool for like a few years, and then we're gonna go back to doing westerns.
Yeah.
Like, nah, it's like for the foreseeable time being, it's kind of here to stay. And I have the feeling it's going to be worse because everybody coming to the streaming service, that shit is not going to work at all. Like, it's going to be a bubble, and that bubble is going to burst because NBC got one now.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's trying to get one now. And it's like, if you're not established, don't bother, because money's the main reason why people moved away from cable. It's like, I'm paying too much for all these channels I don't watch, so I'm trying to save money. I wish there's a way to, you know, just watch what I watch. And now it's even worse where everybody's like, oh, just watch our stuff.
Yeah. And then we've done this before, but it's like, then you start adding up all different streaming stuff and blah 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 and this, and just like, come out, this
as
is
as much as cable.
Yeah, or more.
Yeah, or more. Like, yeah, so, and it's, so, yeah, so, I'm like, if you're not a stab, like, I'm looking at the Apple stuff, I'm already annoyed as it is, because I'm waiting on my phone, because I got the brand new phone last week, it comes in, it's not working, so I gotta wait for it to come back and stop. And I made a joke, like, maybe y'all skip all that damn money to Steve Carell for the show nobody's gonna watch, you have enough iPhones in stock. Like, I've seen commercials. The only thing I've seen is Jason Momoa being blind and babies that can see. Like, okay.
Oh, you haven't seen the Reese Witherspoon something else staring at each other one?
Reese Witherspoon, Steve Carell. That's the one I made jokes about. Like, yeah.
Oh,
that's
I didn't
it.
Know Steve Carell was in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, okay. How much money are you paying them for a show that, like, okay. So, and they got money to burn, so they can do stupid stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm not worried about. I'm actively not worried about Marvel because it's important for them to get this right, because it's like, it's not just the next generation of movies. We're doing movies and TV now, so they aren't going to half-ass.
Yeah. Well, also, not just Marvel. I mean, this almost seems to be the future of Star Wars in a small respect. I mean, you got The Mandalorian, and now they're talking about, what was the other one? There was something else they were talking about bringing in, too. I can't remember all of a sudden.
I mean, you got that. You got Obi-Wan have his show.
That was it. That
yeah.
Was it.
Mm-hmm. Like, Star Wars is the one who had more skepticism because it's kind of like they've been successful, but they've also had their bumps. And it's also been – and I wonder, like, is that the reason why they, you know, spoiler alert, hey, Kevin Feige, we heard you're a Star Wars fan. You want to do a movie. You made us a lot of money. Like, you want to help us out? Like, you want to, you know, have fun? You get to do what you dreamed about. We pay you a lot more money.
Yeah, and you get free reign of everything, too. Yeah, got to be a pretty good gig to have.
I mean, it's success breeds success. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like he's been, unlike some of these jokers who said, like, one good thing and they get the wallet thrown at him, he's actually been actively successful. So it's like, it's just funny just thinking how he started, like, if they didn't get Ike Perlmutter out the way, entertainment would look a lot different.
I think that doesn't go. I don't think that's said enough, because it's been so successful with the one guy that you forget that he wasn't the sole voice for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it took off after he took everything over. And like, and I know like if this won't happen, but you know, the amount of power he probably has now, I mean, just based off his name, because of his track record. But can you imagine, like, where does he go after Marvel, you know?
He retires.
Yeah.
he goes in the same island George Lucas is and talk about how rich they are. That's what you do. You retire. Or you buy a sports team, like Steve Ballmer.
I mean, honestly, that's a good idea.
Like, yeah, like, you get to that point. It's nothing like Robert Downey Jr. What are you going to do next? Whatever he wants.
Well, apparently he's going to be in Black Widow.
Yes.
Like, dude, I thought you wanted out, but I'm guessing he can be in Black Widow and not have to be Iron Man as well.
I mean, it's a prequel, and the whole thing is you can always bring him back.
Yeah, yeah.
If break glass in case of help. So... MIB, yeah, I'll take a break from them if they need me. I mean, like, he didn't have fun doing it. He made a whole lot of money doing it. So, but no, you get to that point, it's like, what do you do afterwards? Nothing. That's what you do. It's like, you hit certain jobs. Like, people that become president, what do they do after president? Nothing. What are you going to do that's bigger than being president? You just make money and you chill. Consider the fact, especially if you got two terms, you're going to age 30 years and eight. So you feel like I'm gonna be CEO of Time Warner. After we're like, no, I'm gonna just make money selling books and relaxing.
It's funny to say that about the presidencies, because you know Reagan, when he was done, he was ill health when he was done. George W. had the one term. You didn't really hear too much about him. And then we had the long ones. You had Clinton, you know, he had fun at the end, and then he kind of disappeared. But he's always kind of been around,
yeah,
like floating. Then
W, but he aged too. Uh-huh. The only one that didn't age was W, because he jogged and smoked weed.
Well, W did age, but at the same time, he also went, I'm done with this. Peace. What does he do? He shows up every once in a while. Only when he has to, or if he's got a painting to put on, yeah, like the Tonight Show.
A painting or a funeral, basically. Like somebody important got to die, or, you know, painting. And like Obama hair, like he aged like Ric Flair did in WWE when he came back.
Uh-huh.
And I know we made jokes about that. It still amazed me how Ric Flair like aged normally and looked a certain age right until he got to WWE. And then it seemed like he just aged 15 years, like 3 years.
Yes. He went, I don't, this is my, I've made very clear, this is a guess on my part. He was jacked to the gills for a while in WWE. You saw him, he wasn't that big when he was in WCW. And this was before, like, this is the time before, you know, Eddie and all that stuff, where the guys started shrinking. So I'm wondering if some of the effects of that stuff just kind of, you know, got to him. And plus, the nonstop partying, too. So that'll always do you in.
Yeah, so that's the thing. What will Kevin Feige do after, I don't know, maybe nothing? Because it's like, what do you do? It's like some people, like, you know, how come Vince McMahon retired? What he going to do? Like, he seems like the type that's going to work till he dies. Or till they push him out, and then when they push him out, he's gonna die. Like, some people, like, they just gonna work till they don't work anymore. Other people is like, I'm chilling. Like, Marvin Hagler retired, he moved to Italy. You never heard from him again. That was it.
You know, it's funny, I always wonder what happened to him.
That's what he did. He moved to Italy and chilled. Like, you know what? Screw all this. I'm out. See you later, you know. So Don Nelson retired, grew his hair out to look like a hippie and grow weed.
Yeah, Don Nelson made his appearance into what he is. Like, San Francisco Golden State guy. Yeah, this is exactly, you know, how I was living anyways. I just had to be clean cut for a while. So
yeah, but I know. But back to the Star Wars thing, I know they kind of like worry about quality control because, like, yeah, we made some mistakes. We did a little too much too fast. So now we're trying to, like, you know, slow it down a little bit. And it's like, who better to follow than the Marvel, you know, the Marvel template? Mm-hmm. So, and he's right, and he's right there in your wheelhouse. So I made the joke. It's kind of like, if you Warner Bros. At Universal, I bet you, like, you send somebody just to assassinate him. Because you can't outbid Disney to get him. I'm like, how much money would you have to pay him to have him, like, work for you?
Well, okay, I get where you're going, but in this case, have you heard about, like, the new power structure at Warner's with J.J. Abrams?
Yeah, I've heard some of the deals he signed, and he actually turned down more from Apple.
Yeah, and now he apparently wants to do Superman, and all the stuff about recasting Superman, and that's gonna be J.J.'s guy. Either that or Green Lantern. Those are going to be the two he's going to work on.
I mean,
and I'm like, I'm not complaining, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, people made jokes, but, like, people tend to like his stuff.
Uh-huh.
So
he's kind of, like, successful. Yeah.
Yeah, he's very successful. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's like pizza. People like pizza. Mm-hmm. It's the reason why everybody ordered pizza. Yeah. Like, you can turn your nose to pizza you want. That's what J.J. Abrams is. Good chain pizza. Like, it ain't like at the corner. So what? Everybody ain't at your corner.
Yeah, and also it's like, let's not glorify the corner most of the time. Well, yeah, I'll take that back.
Yeah, it's like sometimes the corner great, sometimes it's not. But yeah. Like, I'll get Domino's and a pinch and be just fine. Like, you know what? It's worse things than Domino's.
That's what J.J. Abrams. Yes, there is. Yes.
Yes. Unlike J.J. Abrams, he's Domino's. The improved version of Domino's, he's just fine. Because he basically reinvigorated Star Trek to the point where now we get 2 and 3 Star Trek shows, and CBS X's basically exists because of that. And then he doing, you know, basically, you know, stared Star Wars. So he's at the point where it's like, you know, I'm not going to do Marvel. I've done Star Trek. I've done Star Wars. What else am I going to do that's big enough?
Yeah. And I think he's got, and this is a compliment, I think he's got the ego enough to take, like, to go in, and if Warner's is willing to give him, apparently they want James Gunn as well. I know they've got him with Suicide Squad right now, but apparently they don't, you know, he's going to do Guardians 3, and then mm-hmm. they want him back to, like, yeah, right. to cover that little part of the universe, and it's like...
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
you going to pay him?
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is like this. I mean, you going to pay him more than Marvel going to pay him?
If they wanted to, they could. You got to remember, Warner Brothers is not exactly small, you know.
Yeah, but Disney's also Disney.
Yeah, it also helps. It doesn't help that, you know, Warner's doesn't have that sustainable franchise going on right now.
Yeah, I mean, like,
Harry Potter probably have so many prequel movies, so.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, Warner Brothers isn't as organized either. They're still trying to get their things in order. Disney, you know what you're getting. I'm sure that gonna have some, you know, gratitude, like, you know, they didn't have to give me my job back. They did. It wasn't like he begged for it, but it was like they did rehire him.
Yeah.
So that's also something. And it's kind of like, you know, it might be self-serving. But a lot of people, like, don't do stuff like that. It's like, you know what, whatever, bye. So it's just interesting to see how things are just playing out right now with people, like who goes where and who does this and who does that. And it's, I'm always, my whole comment is, I don't know who's going to be smart first between Marvel and Warner Brothers, but one of them is going to give The Rock a spot to actually do a movie.
Yeah.
It really does.
Like, defy the mind how he's not. John Cena is going to be in Suicide Squad, which I totally forgot. John Cena's been in Transformers. I know Rock's not exactly slumming it, mind you, but it's like, how can you not get a deal with him? Unless, you know, he wants a major stake in that, and it's like, well, do you give it to him?
I mean, like, Warner, like, the whole thing is, like, they had him sign, and they just finally got a director for Black Adam, and maybe they might start shooting, but I'm like, I don't know which took longer, Batman, which finally actually started getting some work done, The Flash that finally settled on director, or Black Adam? Because they've been talked about all three for the longest, all the time. Like, you know, Ben Affleck's gone.
Apparently so is Henry Cavill now, which
yeah,
disappointing.
So it's like, you know, it's just, you had The Rock, as busy he is, and you just have him like twiddling his thumbs. Like, if Kevin Feige called The Rock, like, you know what, we're going to make you Submariner tomorrow. Black Adam gone, then what you do?
Yeah.
Like, you think you're going to say no? Like, we're going to have you Submariner, you're going to be the villain of Black Panther 2. Yes or no?
Well, here's the thing with The Rock. Like, what you said, though, is they've had The Rock before. He's always been The Rock, but now he is The Rock. Like, Dwayne Johnson is a huge brand now. The Rock is a huge brand. They got him before all of that.
I mean, but
that's
they got
how long
him back,
he's been signed.
Yeah, like, I mean, they got him back when he was still, like, you know, I'm the reason Fast and Furious is what it is.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like exactly. I'm Dwayne Johnson. Game plan. It's like, I'm Dwayne Johnson. I get paid a whole lot of money, but now it's like, I'm The Rock. I do what I want.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And by the way, I remember that Jumanji movie that wasn't supposed to do anything. Yeah, that's mine too now. So I've been sitting on the sidelines for 10 years.
Yeah. Like, I brought Jumanji back. My movie knocked Star Wars out of first place. And now we coming out, and I feel so confident. We coming out the same time, basically the same month as Star Wars. Like, we know people going to watch theirs, and we know people going to watch ours too. You know how much confidence and gall you have to be? Just keep in mind that. They releasing Jumanji in the same month as Star Wars. And they like, this is good business, and they're right. Mm-hmm. You know how insane that sounds, just saying it out loud?
Yeah, and especially because it's going to happen again this December.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, Jumanji is the same week as before, but then when is Star Wars? I don't even remember.
I know it's December. I don't know when. And I remember last. It's funny, December it becomes the month where it's like, if you're not one of three movies, it's best that you move. And but what happened last time, the reason why I think Dark Phoenix ended up dying is because Alita got moved, because Alita was sort of come out the same time as like Bumblebee and Aquaman and something else. And it's like, ain't nobody going to see this. So they got moved to X-Men's date, and the X-Men got moved to the summertime, and by then it was too late. So, yeah, you get it, because I'm like, Frozen comes out when, November?
I just looked them up. Sorry to do this. Oh, no, that was last. God damn it, it's not what I... Hang on a sec. Where is it? December. It's the week before Star Wars. Okay.
So you get a head start.
Yeah. Whew. That's going to be quite a battle.
Yes, it is. And people, it's the whole thing. It's enough. It's enough money for everybody. When you're good, it's enough money for you. That's the one thing I've learned. If you make a good movie, people, for the 9 times out of 10, if it's marketed correctly, you make a good movie, people will go out to see it.
Yeah. Well, and also being a week apart, How many theaters is Jumanji going to be in? And then, of course, Star Wars is going to take some of those, but they're still going to be in the majority of theaters.
Yeah, it's basically going to be both going to be like 4,000 theaters. I'll just say this. I remember I had a harder time getting Jumanji tickets than Star Wars tickets. Like, I got Star Wars early, of course, like opening night when it came out. I remember trying to get Jumanji tickets. I had to wait. They were like, it's sold out. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, what y'all showing? Three? They're like, no. Yeah. And I look at it, it's showing like 11 times they were sold out. I had friends, they had to wait like 2 weeks. And I'm like, what the hell is going on where it's like this? And I saw it like a week or 2 weeks after it came out, packed theater.
Yeah.
And yes. I'm like, what? I'm like, and everything I heard reviews like, oh, well, you know, it's better than I thought it'd be. It's actually fun.
All right, you sounded like Elise, and I was never a huge like Jumanji person, anyways.
Me neither.
So I was like, all right, I have nothing really, no stake in this, but it's like, oh man, it is Robin Williams' movie, and you're like, all right, whatever, and it was completely different, and it was fun, like
it was just fun. Yeah. It was a fun, good movie, and I was like, that's all it was. It was a fun, good movie with people that you liked. And I'm like, as simple as that sound, it seemed like it's hard to do that these days. It's not like some big, it's not like it's a small movie either. Like a big comic movie. It wasn't cheap, but
Well, and that's going to be the whole point of this, is there, if there's going to be enough theater space. Let me see. Just real quick. But it's funny that Jumanji was a movie I never thought I want, like, I'm like, who cares? Who wants to see this? Which, while I'm looking this up, brings us to next week. The movie that when we first heard about it, we're like, who wants this movie? Who wants to see this? And we slowly got to the point where it's like, yeah, this might be good. And now it's upon us, and now all the shitstorm's starting.
I mean, I think it's more when people start to see it. Because that's when the talk start. Before, it's like, you know, who wants to do this? Who wants to see it? And then you start getting more intrigued about the people they hired and everything. And then people actually saw it. And that's when you start hearing it's like, you know, I don't know. And I'll say this. I don't blame movies for stuff. But movies do. But people think movies don't have an influence. That's a bold-faced lie. Like, you cannot. They do. Because I make the joke every time. It's a whole lot of things people only know about from movies. Because that's all they've seen. The only time they've seen about it is like a movie and TV show. So to say like movies don't have an influence, or you shouldn't let a movie influence your thinking, is horseshit. Because it you shouldn't, but it happens. I have classmates who talk about, you know, they still get mad. People think, oh, I'm from Nigeria. They're like, well, how you get around on a lion? And they're like, no. In the backseat of a Mercedes.
I fucking love that line every time you say it.
And they're like, no. In the backseat of a Mercedes with my driver, we rich. And it's like, but if you a dumbass American, or, you know, it's like Tarzan shit. Mm-hmm. So, like, something like the Joker, I'm like, here's the thing. I'm going to see it. It's not going to affect my mindset because I'm grown and I'm old. But also at the same time, I know there's a whole subsection of people that's going to take the wrong lesson from this movie, and they're going to be affected away. Is that the movie's fault? No. Do you have to acknowledge that that's potentially a thing? Yes. I got in a conversation with somebody who was like, oh, well, you know, it'd be weird how a Taxi Driver came out now, how they look at it. I'm like, somebody watched Taxi Driver and got in, you know, they was like, I'm going to impress Jodie Foster by trying to murder Ronald Reagan. So, yeah, if Taxi Driver came out now with Twitter, like, Taxi Driver was an issue when it came out then. And that was the 70s when you could say whatever you want. And, you know, it was a whole, like, you know, quote unquote, the good old days. And it was an issue then. So it's not like it's a brand new thing. I'm like, it's a movie about a villain, you know, becoming a villain. And that whole, how come people don't get mad at John Wick and stuff like that? I'm like, John Wick was just killing bad guys, and he was like getting revenge. It's hard to talk about something I haven't seen, but everything I read about it, and then it's like, it's the Joker. You're going to try, like, movies about villains are weird because you can't make them redeemable because they're not a villain anymore. So what did you do? Like, what are you doing?
That's what we talked about a little bit last week. Like, this is uncharted territory, because there's never been a villain movie a real serious, honest villain movie. I cannot remember one.
Like, comic wise, no. Movie wise, it's been some, but they've always been. See, the whole thing is kind of like, if we take out the realm of comics and we just talk about movies in general, it has been. But they've always been weird, where it's like you've known, like, it's like, I use the example Scarface.
Yes,
it's the perfect example, because Scarface is a villain, but depending on the age you watch it, he don't come off as a villain. He's like, I want to be like him.
Yes.
Success is, and it's like, dummy, that was not how you supposed to read that. But you can't tell somebody how to feel about a movie; they're gonna feel the way they feel. And it's always like, we watch The Shield. We watch Breaking Bad. We watch The Sopranos. And we all rooting for the bad guys. Game of Thrones, we were basically rooting for the bad guys for the most part. Because, like, the bad guys were cool. And they were just... How many people talk about, man, I wish I was like Tywin Lannister. And it's like, you know why they're saying that. But when you take a step back, it's like, you sure? But it's like... And that's what I'm worried about. You would never say, I want to be like the Joker. But it's going to be a whole lot of people like, you know, maybe that's cool. And I know it's like, you don't want to exaggerate too much. But when you get one, like, you know, people planning, like, when basically women saying, don't go in a group because some asshole that can't date you because they feel like they're afraid that you might shoot you. Yeah, how am I going to tell them don't worry about that? When stuff like that's happened, like, remember Dark Knight Rises? That was a thing. The last time we had a big shooting, it was at that movie. And we saw how that guy was dressed up as and, like, had the makeup as. So how am I going to tell somebody to be like, it ain't a big deal, don't worry about it?
Part of me with, like, what was his name? Jared Loughner? Is that whatever his name was? I refuse to call him the Joker because that's what the stupid-ass media kept doing, like, giving him his nickname or whatever. But part of that, I mean, that was also mental illness that was in there as well, or...
Yes.
You know, but that's, illness, I mean, to prescriptions, whatever he was doing, whatever goofy ass thing. And then combination with it, too. Because was he the one that had, like, his whole apartment rigged or whatever? Wasn't there one of them?
It may have been the fact that we aren't sure that says how just fucked up it is. No, it's like, I get exactly what you're saying, because it's not just the movie, but it's kind of like these people already have issues as it is, and they taking this movie as a beacon. Like, I'm not getting mad at Todd Phillips, but I don't have sympathy neither, because, like, you're a grown-ass man. You making a movie that's looking for a certain reaction in this day and age. You got to be prepared for stuff like that. That's the rules. Like, if you didn't want to do that, make The Hangover 4, and you ain't got to worry about that. Like, no one forced you to make this movie. You wanted to make this movie. You getting Oscar buzz. You making a lot of money. That's cool. Stuff like that come with consequences. And that's also the way, like, and that's the funny thing. You can't talk about it when people say, oh, you just being sensitive. You can't be the movies anymore. I hate this generation. They all soft about everything. You know what I say when I hear stuff like that? My mom generation, you know how sensitive they were? She went to certain water fountains, they wanted to shoot her. So I won't hear nothing about how soft people are now, and it's like, y'all don't even want certain people to catch the damn bus. But I always laugh at that when I hear that, and I hear that now about this movie. Like, people are real mad if you even think about bringing out concern about that. Like, they will jump at you. Oh, you didn't say that about John Wick? You didn't say that about Transformers? I'm like, I ain't worried about Optimus Prime in real life. So no, I didn't say that about Transformers.
Well, the one thing you said in there that I, like, he made a movie. Like, in this case, Todd Phillips and all them make a movie, and then if somebody goes on, they're going to feel the heat for it. And it's like, no. And then if they go out to make a movie, that's all they're doing. And honestly, it sounds like this is a movie to try and get Oscar buzz, and apparently, which it is. So you make a movie, someone freaks out, that's literally nothing on you. Like, and because if somebody comes up, all right, so all these people that are making, like, hand flamethrowers or whatever from Iron Man, is that going to be on Jon Favreau and Marvel? Like, no.
That's different.
Well, not if someone gets hurt, like, or goes out and starts burning people with it. You know, it's the same.
Trust me. If you know what the difference is, it takes skill to do that. It don't take skill to be the Joker. You just got to put some paint on, you know, face paint on and act like a lunatic. If you can actually make an Iron Man suit and start terrorizing people, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get hired by the damn government. It's like, I hear what you're saying, but it's like, it's different between where, like, oh, does somebody get inspired by John Wick and what, become an assassin? Like, you just don't Google how to become an assassin, do CrossFit for a month, and you John Wick. So, and I get the point, like, it's just a movie, but too many things like this, just a movie, influences too many thought processes and stuff like that. Like, we're raised by our entertainment. You know, as much as we say we shouldn't be, and it's we over that, we are. We influence. You know why I rail a lot, especially me being black and Muslim? You know the most progressive, you know what the most progressive Muslim movie was? Rambo 3. Think about when that came out.
God, I saw that at the drive-in. That was actually on the other day, too.
Yeah, like the late 80s. That's one of the last time for a long time that Muslims and Arabs were seen as the good guys. And ever since then, we've gotten The Siege and 24 and what's the True Lies. They played all them other movies. Like, so we got a whole, even before 9/11 came, we got a whole generation of people who think we all camel riding, bomb throwing lunatics. And it's like, oh, well, it's just a movie. Not when those people grow up, become congressmen, like, oh, you can't come to America no more. Like, that shit matters. The whole how they portray black people, and they portray, you know, y'all jive talking and dot, 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 dot. And they, you know, to the point when Black Panther, Luke Cage came, I like, how dare they be confident? They ain't the black people I remember. This is some made up nonsense. Where's White Panther at? Like, we made jokes making fun of it when people said that, but that thought process didn't come out of nowhere. So I get what you're saying. Like, you know, you aren't, for the most part, you aren't responsible for the actions of, because people still have their own free will, and when they do something, it's on them. But you can't lie and say, like, if you want to influence people to buy your toys or, you know, watch your movie and, like, give you praise, it's a flip side to that. It's like, you know, like, people not watching Star Wars and trying to make a real life lightsaber. They buy fake ones and shoot it around, and that's cool. But sometimes it goes the other way.
You haven't, like, seen fight. People trying to make their own lightsabers? Like, yeah. I'm not even trying to argue. I'm just saying, oh, okay.
Yeah, I've seen it, but, like, for the most part, okay. It's kind of like the people that's smart enough to do that. It takes, most people aren't that smart enough to do that, is my whole thing. But it's like, I do, like, Fight Club. You saw Fight Club, right?
Oh, I saw that a bunch of times. I actually,
yeah.
I really like that movie.
I like it, too.
Regardless of themes and stuff, I just thought it was a good movie. Yeah.
But the kind of thing is, like, and I watched it, too. Like, at no time I want to be them.
Nope.
But it's a whole generation of men that watch that as, like, you know, these guys are the heroes.
Yeah, now, I wouldn't mind having Brad Pitt's abs.
Of course.
Listen, I'm comfortable enough. He looked beautiful in that movie. Like, this is ridiculous. And then just keeps going on. He looked cool as hell. And then you just realize, oh, shit, everyone is insane in this movie. So,
mm-hmm. So, but it's kind of like movies like that where, you know, people watch it, they get the wrong idea. And it's like, we're saying, well, that's not what my intention was. And you're right. A lot of times it's not the intention. Like, it's funny because you haven't seen Rambo. I saw Rambo. And Darlene was like, do I have to see the other ones to watch this film? I'm like, not really, because the characters change so much. It's like, you'd probably be asking more questions if you saw the older ones. Where if you watch the first Rambo and then you watch this one, you wonder what happened.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like, the character matches more from the last Rambo we saw. But they don't really match, like, how Rambo started. It's the same thing like Rocky. Like, because I'm reviewing Rocky, me and Jeff.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice until I watched Rocky 3. Sylvester Stallone looks so much different between Rocky 2 and Rocky 3.
Yeah, wasn't he, like, shredded in the second one?
No, the third one. Because that's the same year that first Rambo came out. Like, Rocky 1, Rocky 2, he looked like a regular dude that kind of, like, jogs. Rocky 3, Rocky 4, the same time he started doing Rambo, he walk around look like a damn comic book. Like, he's like 4% body fat at the most, especially Rocky 4. I'm like, this is insane.
Yep.
Like, his whole body changed, the character changed, because he went from mumbling and talking slow and barely be able to read to looking like a damn senator. So, like, it's just jarring. And it's kind of like, but that's, you know, to get back to what we're talking about with this Joker movie, I'm want to see it, but I'm not this whole, I'm in a rush, because it's just kind of like, I still don't know. Like, what? Because my whole thing is like, what are you trying to do? And I know you said, like, he basically trying to do the Kings of Comedy for this generation using the Joker. And I'm like, if that's what you want to do, why using the Joker?
I think that's a very fair question to ask. Like, okay, that's, the last King of Comedy wasn't exactly, like, a huge, like, successful movie, or, I don't want to say well thought of. That's not what I'm thinking of. Like, if you think of the Scorsese De Niro movies, that's not on your list. At least, it's not high on your list, I should say. But it also had a very good turn by Jerry Lewis, which was, I know, kind of silly to hear, because he's just an asshole in it. And, yeah, I mean, you're right. Why use that unless that was the only way, you know, the only way you get it working? I don't know. Especially if you got to get, I mean, you really have to get Scorsese's permission, too. I guess. I don't know. I don't know how these contracts work with like rights and all that. So.
And it's, I mean, I get the whole idea, like, well, the Joker's known, I could change the story enough, like, I get the comic fans, but I don't necessarily have to tell a comic story. Like, you can tell a non-comic story with a comic character, like Logan did, but it's like, it'd be like making a Western with Superman. Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, it's like, who wants, because the people who want to see Superman don't want to see him walking around with no power on a horse.
Yeah.
Like, it would make Batman, you can, like, it has to match the character a little bit. And I'm just, you know, I'm just, and it's like, it's a Joker that's different from the universe that the other Joker's in, if Jared Leto's ever doing that again. And then, like, it's funny where you hear this movie come out and they hear the casting for Batman. Speaking of that, so Jeffrey Wright's supposed to be Commissioner Gordon.
How do you feel about that one?
He's
a good actor.
He's much more age appropriate than their original choice. You know who they were supposed to have?
No.
Mahershala Ali. And you know why he couldn't do that? Because he's doing Blade.
I like Jeffrey Wright a lot better than him.
Yeah, because it's like, I never see, even though we've seen young Commissioner Gordon, like we just saw Gotham with young Gordon, I always picture Commissioner Gordon being middle age. Jeffrey Wright can do middle age, gruff, authoritarian figure. Jeff Wright can basically do, like, he's like Forrest Whitaker with better eyes. So, sorry. Yeah, I know, I'm low blow. I'm sorry, but it's like, Jeffrey Wright is a very versatile actor, so I'm not worried about that. It's just, they put a lot of work into this Batman movie after they finally decided to do it. Like, they're not messing around. So,
they kind of have to. I mean,
yeah. Who Jonah Hill's going to be?
Doesn't it seem obvious or no?
But he's not fat Jonah Hill anymore. He's skinny Jonah Hill. So it's like, everyone assumed he's going to be the Penguin, but it's like, he ain't fat boy no more. And it's Jonah Hill, dramatic actor.
Even though you saw that one coming.
I mean, that's the funny, like, comic actors eventually become that, but it's just still weird when they do it because you're not used to it. Speaking of that, have you seen that trailer for that Adam Sandler movie?
No. What Adam Sandler movie?
Uncut Gems movie where it's like it's a serious Adam Sandler.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, yeah, like the first three people I see is Adam Sandler, Kevin Garnett, and Mike Francesca.
What?
Yes, and I'm like, no, I saw it's some other people in it. I saw it, I'm like, this looks real good. And Adam Sandler looks real good in it. Talking about, you know, potential Oscar buzz. And I just laugh like...
That wouldn't be the first time.
It wouldn't be the first time, but it's like Adam Sandler been coasting so long. It's going to be funny. It's going to be the Oscars. It's going to be the dude playing the Joker, Adam Sandler, and Jennifer Lopez. And we'd be like, what year is this? And they're all going to be, like, justified. So,
like, well, you guys wanted diversity, so...
Now
we're just handing off to anybody.
But no, it's just so much stuff happening, and there's so many things going on. It's kind of hard to keep up with everything, and who's doing what, and who's going where, and yeah.
And by the time we do a show next week, it could potentially all be different again.
Yeah. We didn't even talk about the Bad Boys trailer.
I don't really care about that movie. I didn't really care for the first two, and then I watched the trailer, so I'm like, oof.
I had three thoughts watching the trailer. One, it should be Michael Bay.
He didn't do it?
No. Oh. And you can tell he didn't do it. I tell people all the time, say what you want about Michael Bay, people can't do what he does. It takes talent to do what he do. Because I've seen people who tried it, who are like good directors, and it's very apparent. Like, this is like somebody pretending to be Michael Bay. It ain't Michael Bay. Like, one, it's not that. Two, oh, Martin Lawrence and Will Smith are definitely aging differently.
I guess.
Because Will Smith is aged like a normal person, and Martin Lawrence, ever since he almost died, because let's keep it, I'll be sensitive to that. Because he almost died, and people tend to forget that whole heat stroke thing when he's running around trying to lose weight, and that was such a long time. Like, yeah, that man could have died, like, if things went a bit differently. Like, boy, when he just looks healthy.
Yeah.
Just this nice way of saying, like, he just, because I don't want to call people fat, but it's like, you know, he's like a fat man running around trying to do action stuff.
Yes. But it also, it doesn't look like he's doing any of the action stuff. So, like, it seemingly looks like they played in, because all of the big stunt reveals were Will Smith doing it.
Yeah, Will Smith could still do it. Like, you really want to have, like, Martin Lawrence wasn't necessarily athletic when he was skinny. So having him do that now when he's older and bigger seems like, you don't want him going on like Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, it's like, is he doing the Danny Glover thing? Like, I'm too old for this shit?
I mean, he kind of at that age, and it just makes you appreciate Danny Glover was running around with a six-pack and Lethal Weapon.
Yes. And all of a sudden, the world hit Danny Glover, too.
I mean,
he disappeared for a while, and then he came back and he was old. Like,
yeah.
What happened?
He turned into Morgan Freeman.
Ever young? Do you remember him ever looking young in a movie?
I remember him looking not. I remember when he did look like a grandfather, but that was like late 70s, early 80s. But no, because keep in mind, by the time you hit a certain age, from like late 80s on, he always was old.
Yeah.
It just, yes. I mean, basically, like, he just, because keep in mind, if for our age range, Glory is probably like the first thing you probably seen, or like Lean On Me, and he was old then, and that's the 80s.
That was it, Lean On Me. I kept on saying, you know, Stand By Me, I knew it was wrong. Yeah,
Lean On, you know, so since like the late 80s, he's always seemed like, you know, grandfather or uncle Morgan Freeman, and it's almost 2020, so Danny Glover was just like, He never looked young. He just looked like, I'm middle-aged, but I'm in shape.
Yeah.
But different than, like, Carl Weathers, who looked like, I just looked like a million bucks. Like, and it's funny seeing him now, where it's like, you know, Carl Weathers now looks old and he looks fine. And Danny Glover looks like Morgan Freeman in the 90s, and Morgan Freeman just looks like Morgan Freeman.
I remember Danny Glover, he's dyslexic, correct? Yeah, I think that's what he came out. I don't know if he come out as dyslexic, but when he had not, like, made it known that he was dyslexic, that kind of, like, all of a sudden, that's when, to me, he disappeared. Because it was at the height of, like, Lethal Weapon, all this stuff, and
yeah, like,
he did something and gone.
Yeah, he did the Lethal Weapon movies, then he vanished, and then he show up in, like, 2012, he's the president. Yeah, like, he just vanished and showed up, and then, like, I'm grandfather Danny Glover now. Like, I'm old. Yeah.
Very weird.
Yeah, because normally when people vanish, they don't come back.
You know what another mind trip is? Seeing, God damn it, James Earl Jones. You see him, you're like, okay, yeah, I remember him. And then you watch Conan.
Yeah,
I was and you're like, that up. What? I forgot that was him.
With a long-ass wig.
Oh. Throwing snakes as spears, which has nothing to do with appearance, but it's like,
yeah,
this is psychotic to see.
How much, you always talk about how much cocaine they smoked or used. I'm like, James Earl Jones and coke, like, who thought of that? Like,
yeah. And Wilt Chamberlain was in the second one, right? Or was that that one?
Yeah, he was in the second one, him and Grace Jones.
Yes.
No, you know what's going to throw your mind? You know Mike Ehrmantraut from Breaking Bad, Jonathan Banks?
Yeah.
When the last time you watched Beverly Hills Cop?
The movie? No, I have no idea. It's been forever.
So the number one henchman, like Victor Maitland, like the arts dealer, that's the same, that's him. Yeah.
Wow. I remember Damon Wayans being in that.
Yes, that's him. And I forgot all about it till somebody brought up, because they did like a podcast on it. And then I thought, I'm like, yeah, that is him.
Okay, yeah, I'm just pulling up if the YouTube works here.
He doesn't look the same, because keep in mind, this was like early 80s, so he has hair.
Real quick, why is Peyton Manning doing commercials? Like, who wants this? Never mind. This is probably for off the air. It's probably better.
Who wants to see Peyton Manning? Hillbillies.
But he's a goober. Like,
that's the point.
Ugh.
He's a goober that wins. He's the good old boy. He's like, he's a less hip hop version of Dale Earnhardt. People don't like Dale Earnhardt Jr. because, like, you like black people like Dale Earnhardt Jr. Like, I don't know. You sound like the type that listen to rap music. I don't know about that. Like, Peyton Manning seems nice and the caricature of a nice, good old Southern boy that doesn't look goofy like Eli Manning is Peyton Manning. Because Eli Manning looks like a... That's, you want goofy, you want too goofy. That's the whole, whole thing.
Yeah, poor Eli. Now, he's just as many Super Bowl rings as his brother, so...
How about that?
Yeah.
But no, I always play the whole, when I watch old movies, like, oh, it's that guy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, because I still forget Samuel L. Jackson's in Goodfellas.
Yes, he was. Yeah,
he did nothing, play some pool and get shot, so...
That was his first movie, wasn't it?
Nah, he did, no, because that Jungle Fever was before that, and Do the Right Thing was before that, so he's just been around for so long.
Oh, I'm thinking of, what was it, Street Smart with Christopher Reeve?
That's, Morgan Freeman's in that.
Fuck. Alright, so it's not that one. I just remember there was one, like, I remember him doing an interview where he just did the job for money, like, just for crack money. I was trying to remember what it was.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was Do the Right Thing.
Which, I enjoy the irony of it, so. All right, we better get out of here. So, yeah, we'll probably, I'm guessing we're going to cover Joker next week, as long as we both survive our experience at the theater, of course. So.
Yes, I do live in a military town where a lot of angry young men, so you never know, they might be feeling a certain way.
Yeah, we didn't get into that part, that's still just, it just strikes me as odd. So,
because you got the old man with a 401k program, like, you are settled, so you don't think of, you shouldn't think of stuff like that, because it's like, why? You're a grown ass man.
Yeah, and I have a Roth IRA now as well. Thank you. Yeah, look at me. Uh huh.
You hear that, folks?
I'm not exactly sure how it works, but I know my money's going somewhere where I can't touch it.
One gets taxed before, and one gets taxed when after. So.
And I'm like, well, either way, it's getting in the way of me spending money. So I don't like any of them. But anyways, we all got to grow up eventually. It just took me probably 20 years longer than everybody else. So
better late.
Oh, well, I'm not completely there. So, so we will get you guys next week. iTunes, all that good stuff. And I'll let Shahid take us out.
For Jeremy Mays, I'm Shahid Abdul-Hadi, and if you see Joker, leave your gun and makeup at home. We are out.